Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Okay, if we're giving random shout-outs to Chicago radio shows, Parkins and Spiegel, obviously the best.
Afternoons on the Score.
Our man, Jason Goff, his mood is elevated. He is feeling good.
Jason Goff is here.
There he is. The man, the legend.
The man, the legend, Jason Goff in studio with us. I don't even need to list.
Don't do that.
I was with the intro.
When did the legend status happen? That's never going to be a thing. Come on, man. That's reserved for guys who got their names in the hallway and all the dudes that we have worked with in
years previous. Once you leave or like, you know.
Don't bomb out of the business.
Yeah, bigger and better.
Let's not play around.
Once you leave without cancellation.
If I was out here, and shout out to all of our Uber drivers and Lyft drivers out here, but if somebody got into my car and was like, damn, Goff, what happened? Like, then it wouldn't be no legendary
You'd be
talk.
Friend of the show, Jason.
Right. The dude would be putting y'all on. Like, hey, man, y'all need to listen to my guys.
Thanks for the tip.
Well, now it's like because it's not – we know what it's like to be the backup quarterback early on the front end of the thing. But then once you've done it and you're somewhere else, it's like, man, that guy – we won some games with that guy. You know, we could win some games again.
Wait a minute. Did Speed just compare me to a backup quarterback?
I was wondering how he was going to stick the landing and turning that into a compliment.
That just happened?
No, well, early on, Jay.
What?
I've been the backup quarterback.
What?
I will be the backup quarterback.
Don't try
again.
To personalize it now, but
you didn't like legends.
We don't Chris like Tannehill, look me in the face. Oh, did this man just compare me to a backup quarterback?
Nah, I'm just not you.
Fam,
it's not you.
Skin's on the wall.
It's just
the
thing.
Hold on.
Big
look, how you want to jump back into the relationship?
Jay, and get us out of the game.
Yeah, just like Steve Young. Don't ever get it twisted.
There we go.
Get it twisted.
There we go. You
there know, it is.
Tampa rules the day.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they did.
Get it twisted. Yeah.
Oh boy, that came out.
You got
wrong.
Some pretty cool creamsicle jerseys on over here too.
I'm going to the tank.
Listen, I came in. We had a great like familial talk about raising kids and what we're doing. By the way, let me say this right now. Congratulations to you.
Thank you,
right,
sir.
On the second child.
Yes, sir.
And I have to say this: the hair journey that you have been on
for Danny,
like it's like Nick Wright and Danny Parkins, the hair journeys that these two young men, because these are like the, you know,
they might be related to each other, those journeys, parallel tracks.
Because y'all are like my sports white guys, right?
So
like
appreciate that.
So like I follow your journey, and boy, I can tell when money is in the area, right? Because I remember Danny Parkins in Phoenix yelling from across the convention center, "Hey, Goff!"
And the hair sticking straight up.
I'm like, hey, man, somebody get the taser out. We got a crazy one in here.
Yeah.
And now look at him. Two kids later, his hair, that the fine ocean spray action going on up top. I see it.
It's true.
That t-shirt is soft and high end.
Oh, you already know. It's true. You already know. We don't logo it out, though, so that people, you know you got class.
I'm still working on it. It's still a work in progress. But yeah, someone commented on that because I was on the Marquee show yesterday. My buddy's dad texted me. He goes, "I know that's not the haircut you used to get."
No,
like, no.
Hey,
this is a salon cut.
Right?
You were just tweeting about needing new barbers.
Yeah.
My last five haircuts, five different people.
Yeah.
I got it. I need continuity.
You can't be out here being a side piece. You got to get a real relationship with a barber so you can get the products that he or she uses. Uh-huh. Get your skincare regimen.
Get on schedule. Get on schedule so you know exactly. Like he cut this, like the overhang hair that goes over the side here. Wow.
Yeah.
It's an issue.
Yeah.
And he helps me figure out exactly how to do that.
Once again, Spiegs, he jumps in to make me feel bad. He's now wanting me to relate on the overhang part of hair.
Right. And you don't. And,
that's it. Yeah. Back in the tank. Back in the tank.
It's kind of like when you go to your high school reunion, you see your boy. And like, man, what's been up?
you changed? Things have changed.
Oh, dude, I just
Nick
looked
Foles,
down.
By the way, great head of hair.
Tremendous.
Andy Dalton.
I just saw on Facebook, literally just the other day, I know two brothers, two guys who they're physically related to each other. And then they both got divorced. Got divorced.
Tanny, can you turn his mic off for the second?
They both got divorced and have
it
gone back.
Shows me how few black people they have on this show. That every time he mentions anything that might be close to it, he's like, "Hey, by the way, I want to talk about two brothers."
Brothers.
To be clear on what I'm doing.
Smash cut to the Marlins man interview right now.
within
Jay.
I know.
Within 2 years of each other, they both got divorced and hooked up with high school friends who they pined for.
Of course.
Ever.
Of course.
Dude, one did it, then the other one did it.
If you get any kind of acclaim, or even like if you're doing okay in life or you're feeling good about yourself, that Facebook is only for aunties and uncles and grandmas to spew politics and for you to also go back and look at what your high school class
is
looking like.
To go back and let me go back and right or wrong. It's like Reinsdorf going back to Tony. You know? I did this wrong 45 years ago. 50 years ago, let me see what I can do to fix that situation.
Might have reached out on Facebook. It's possible.
Maybe that's how that happened, yeah.
Good Lord.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, man.
I just drop into the middle of everything. I'm like, man, I thought we were going to talk about the Bulls, and all of a sudden, y'all started talking about other things.
All right, okay, well, can you contextualize that Game 7 of the Phoenix series? One of the most surprising sporting events that I have ever seen any sport.
Yeah, if you're going to lose, be as awful as you possibly can be. You know, a lot of people run around disrespecting Luka Doncic. And for some very, very obvious reasons, like the way he plays probably isn't sustainable long term in terms of like Luka's playing like young Jordan, where it's like, I'm going to get this off. And if y'all come with me, it's cool. But people have been trying to punk him for 3 years now. And all they've done is awaken a beast who's been doing this since he was 14, 15 years old. There's not been a level where he hasn't been this guy. So when Phoenix does the whole, you know, the Devin Booker, you know, Devin Booker got talked about the second half of this season in these playoffs. Like, hey, the MVP talk and all this. Listen, I know the Kobe thing is something that people want to always attach to him because he's the next hot young shooting guard.
Yeah.
But if he ain't scoring, he's not really affecting the game the way that you would like for a superstar and MVP talent to do so. And then when you poke the bear and the bear wants to dance for real and you don't come to play, last seven quarters, what was Devin Booker's excuse, right? Yeah. And the whole Chris Paul thing, show me a top five player at his position, arguably, in NBA history.
I mean, the stats would say it's inarguable.
That is, and this is going to sound so like hate-filled and hate-laden, but it's not that. It's just show me the players that are in those categories who had the pressure and won it, right? Now show me what Chris Paul has done several times with 2-0 leads.
Oh, man.
And
it's so rough on his legacy, but it's truthful, isn't it? It just is right there.
That's why Jason Kidd, like when Jason Kidd doesn't get talked about the way he should because Jason Kidd wasn't one of these dudes who scored like that. But Jason Kidd took that New Jersey Nets team to the finals. He should have been MVP that year. And then, of course, when he gets to Dallas, Tyson Chandler and Jason Kidd changed that whole culture, whole
thing. The 11 team doesn't win if not for Kidd.
So if we're talking about it for real, Chris Paul versus Jason Kidd's career, who would you rather have? Because Chris Paul has made a whole bunch of all-star teams, a whole bunch of all-NBA teams, and I'm so glad Pat Beverly came out and said what he's – like, Pat Bev is a wild boy. But him coming out saying what he said about Chris Paul defensively, I don't know who could disagree. I've been saying that for half a decade now.
CP can't guard nobody, man. Everybody in the NBA know that. Everybody know that.
Can't guard anybody.
What we call them? Cone. You know what you do with cones? Like when in the summertime, you got a cone. You make a move. What does the cone do?
Stay still.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a cone. Stop playing, man. Everybody knows that.
It's
Everyone
real.
Knows that.
It's real. I've been saying that for half a decade. Just because a guy leads the league in steals doesn't mean he can play defense.
The one I always gave CP3 as the out was the Houston Warriors series where they're up 3-2 and he the hamstring in game six.
Yeah, he hit the game winner in that series.
He's an amazing player.
I feel like if the hamstring doesn't go, they beat that Warriors team and then they win the title.
Yeah.
And then everything's different for him. Mm-hmm. But he got hurt.
All right, so tell me how we would treat Isaiah Thomas.
How we
would treat Magic Johnson. How we would treat, you know, some of the greats that have played that position. And I know it's not a little man sport.
Well, that's the thing that history now.
I'm just saying that's the one I always gave him because that was an all time Warriors team, and him and Harden together were amazing.
Not me saying Chris Paul is some kind of bum.
No, he's all time.
The people that, like, for instance, Carmelo Anthony's career. Right, Carmelo Anthony ran into an eventual NBA champion 5 times during his prime. So when we talk about Melo, we talk about him like some kind of loser. Fine, didn't rebound, didn't defend the way you'd like him to. But look who he ran into. These circumstances matter. And if guys are coming in that same era, same generation, and we laud and applaud LeBron, rightfully so, and some of these other guys, and then we look around, and then, like, for me, Damian Lillard is next up. Like, you wanted to be treated like an all-star. You talked about the all-star stuff. You got the all-star recognition. And then when that LeBron pressure, like, Steph handled that LeBron pressure. He was the weak-ankled shooter who they shouldn't spend this money on. They shouldn't extend. Then he started becoming the greatest shooter of all time, changed the game forever, right? Like, certain guys live up to that pressure, and it's okay if you don't. But I'm going to celebrate the guys who do a lot more.
See, contextual history would lead us to say at this point now, but, you know, the game has evolved. You can't be a little man, can't be a point guard and lead you to a title. But I'm looking around trying to figure out what is the profile of a title team right now. When I look at this Final Four that's here, things are kind of shifting a little bit. You can be a Giannis-led superstar team, but you could also be a Celtics team with two great perimeter players in Tatum and Brown, or you could still be magical with Luka. So is there a profile? Is there a way that it gets done?
I'm happy that the sport that I like
feels open
the most, or right there with football, is the most diverse in the ways that you have to now go at it to win a championship. Like, there is no carbon copy to, okay, because you could throw all the numbers in the machine still, and you could be Houston for 8 years, right? You could throw all the numbers in the machine and not know what guys benefit from, what guys' atmospheres need to be. And now you could do the whole big three all you want. And I was talking about it on my pod last night, but the days of starting Joel Anthony and thinking that you got three max players in the starting lineup and you're going to win something, that's not going to happen anymore. So from here on out, hey, 4-9, what's that looking like? Because Grant Williams knocked down the same shots that Shane Battier once did, the same shots that Mike Miller once did. So what's your 4-9 looking like, especially if your top three players aren't well-rounded?
That's the thing, man. That's the thing. The Bulls, their top three dudes, at least in theory, Vooch, DeRozan, and LaVine are...
I was talking globally,
too. No, I know, but what I was thinking about in terms of Spieggs' point about building a team is... The Bulls' top three dudes are offensive players, right? DeRozan's not a good defensive player. Yeah. Vooch, not a good defensive player. Yeah. Zach has the athleticism, but clearly has never proven it.
So 4 and 5 is desperation for defense.
Which is why, like, Lonzo and Caruso and Patrick Williams, it makes perfect sense. Like, I think the team was constructed logically, but I think it caps your ceiling if your top dudes aren't two-way guys. Like, if I was going to say anything about the profile of a modern-day champion, like... Giannis is a two-way guy.
Jimmy Butler's a two-way guy.
Jimmy Butler's a two-way guy.
Tatum's a two-way
guy. And Luka got some, like, weird defensive slander earlier in this series. Luka's not a bad defensive player.
He was getting cooked, though. His ass was getting cooked, but he's also
his usage rate on offense is historic.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's not going to be sustainable. Like, I think Luka's going to be, like, the way we talk about, and people going to go crazy, but the way that our generation and previous generations talked about, you know, the Larry Birds of the world, right? Like, before that, Elgin Baylor, where it's like, man, this dude is doing something that doesn't come in his package very often. Like, Larry Bird was an amazing passer to be 6'10 and also could put the ball on the floor. Elgin Baylor, amazing at what, 6'8, doing the things that he was doing. Luka is ostensibly a 6'8, 6'7, 245-pound point guard in a way that LeBron was dominant in athleticism. Luka is dominant in angles and hesitation and handle. And, of course, his shot is streaky enough that when he gets it going, it's a wrap. Like, and he's a demon.
Well, see, that's
the part. That's the part
about him.
God, and that matters so much, man.
I keep trying to tell these dudes, you're going to run up on some dudes who've been – you know, messing around, having slingshots and rocks at tanks and find out that your neighborhood ain't as tough as theirs. And that's what they're finding out. Memphis tried it. The Clippers tried it. You know, everybody's tried it with him, and all he does is smile in the face. And when he loses, it's, you know, it's like, oh, okay. But when it's on, when he wins it, like, he won that game from the outset. He looked at Dorian Finney-Smith and Jalen Brunson and was like, y'all the only two is going to hit some shots for me, but I'm going out here to kill this man because of what he said. Mm. Devin Booker, it's the era of TikTok and all this other stuff. That turning over, getting a flagrant foul, acting like somebody killed you, and then looking up and saying the Luka special, it was on his ass from that moment on, and I couldn't wait. I was watching that thing so happy because it's basketball justice. It don't matter where you're from. If you can hoop, you can hoop.
I feel like if there's any lesson that I'm pulling from the Jimmy Butler thing where he now goes back to another conference finals and the Bulls punted, and I was happy that the Bulls punted at the time, but that dude is a demon. Mm-hmm. For better or for worse, yeah. That dude, and like, hard to get along with, hard to trust.
That organization.
For sure. They absolutely figured it out. But it's like, look at the fallout from Philly, where like now it comes out some of the scouts and some of the opposition was like, wow, Philly's investing in Ben Simmons instead of Jimmy Butler here after they let Jimmy walk there towards the end.
It was Tobias, though. It was more Tobias with that situation because you're not going to – if Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler are on the table, you're going to pick Ben Simmons every time out. I mean, you talk about a three-time All-NBA defender at 24 years old as opposed to a guy who's got high mileage on him. It was – the decision was Tobias Harris versus Jimmy Butler.
But
Jimmy also butt heads with the two most important people in the building.
I should value the demon more.
I tell you, that doesn't work very often.
Well, so in that vein, right?
Always value the demon. Always value
the demon. Must value the demon.
So who's guarding Luka on Golden State? Because they're an underdog. Ooh. And like, Klay can't do it at this point.
Yeah.
Wiggins, he would like
nobody's
out,
guarding
out physical.
Him.
No, right.
Yeah, but nobody's guarding him.
But like,
he's gonna go 33-8-7 this series as well. It's just about when you get it. And if you can win at was it Chase Center now?
Yeah.
If you can win there, then you're feeling good about yourself. But winning there is hard. Like, Klay Thompson can't guard him one-on-one anymore. Klay Thompson goes through stretches where he looks like he's cooked. And then
Draymond's not
points.
Fast enough.
Yeah,
Wiggins isn't
Jordan
strong
Poole's
enough.
Jordan Poole's not a defender. So what you got to do is defend as a team or run their ass out the gym. You have to get up more shots than the Dallas Mavericks, which for the Golden State Warriors, like,
but
we think about them as the prime Warriors a lot more than we should. Like, this is one of those years where we look back on the documentary of the Warriors like, this was the year where it was at the end, but they brought it like 98, like 97, when we saw a whole bunch of, you know, 75 to 62 games. Like, the Warriors are scoring like the old Warriors, but they're not the same team. So Steph Curry, the years of having to do what he's done, you can see it. He's capable of those knockout quarters, but you can still – that's why Jordan Poole is so important.
So big. They let Jordan Poole carry him for a while.
I can't – man, this has been an amazing playoffs. And guess what? The second best player, arguably, got swept out of the playoffs. A top five player, Hall of Famer, wasn't even in the playoffs. Like, sports is in really, really good hands. When you see Jason Tatum arriving, guys like that, Luka doing his thing against another young player like Devin Booker, and then you got guys who are in the middle of their prime like Giannis and Joel who are looking down.
I'm just bummed we got denied Ja. To see Ja in 5, 6, and 7 in that series.
He has to change. He's got to change. Like, all that wear and tear, you could blame that Jordan Poole knee injury on that, but he's throwing himself at the rim. It's the natural progression. He'll learn.
All right, so DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
Bulls fans are going to want him in a sign and trade.
Right.
But there's no way you get him without Zach, correct?
I mean, is that something you want to do as a Bulls fan?
I think that in a vacuum, if you told me that like you could have DeAndre Ayton and not Vooch.
Yeah, right. But can I build a Vooch deal? Can I build a Vooch deal?
I don't think so. I do think
the situation is bad enough in Phoenix with him and what happened, especially in the game seven where he's out there.
Right. Ayton's gone, minutes. Right? Like Ayton's available to someone who wants to meet their asking price.
Money changes things. You know, you give guys a couple weeks to chill. Like money has changed minds before. He's a young man. I don't believe he's got started a family yet. So
yeah.
Yeah. He's in a different scope. If Monty Williams gets his hands on him for a week or so, it's all about guys turning their phones off too and telling people to talk to their agents tonight. If you got a good enough relationship with Monty Williams, I think Monty Williams would sway anybody. But did not end.
I'm just thinking about like how the Bulls like how what the swing is going to be to restructure it, or like how similar next year's roster is going to look to this one, because like these guys keep throwing out names like. Because I'm firmly just give Zach the max, bring him back, yeah. and figure out. I don't understand.
If he wants to come back.
Right. If he wants to go somewhere else, you're going to have to sign and trade. But none of the names that people throw at me are attractive.
Right.
None of them.
Yeah.
Like Leverage. Donovan Mitchell? No. Give me Zach. Yeah. Julius Randle? No, not even close. No. Give me Zach.
That's why. And this is the other thing, man. Like in the summer that we are getting ready to experience, right? All the pressures and stresses of our lives. This weekend, y'all got to stop coming up to me asking me stuff about the Bulls. I was in an establishment, and this dude who was hammered out of his mind, uh-huh. hey, Goff, I love all your stuff. What do you think about Zach? You paying for that knee? And like, I didn't say what he wanted me to say, and then all of a sudden it became like a weirdo thing. Like, hey, y'all, I don't know any more than you do, okay? I talked to some people that are different from you, but Zach LaVine is a man that is getting ready to – build his own family.
You
just
know what?
Got married. Like,
I'll take care of that for you. Would you come to my family gathering and tell people why the Cubs traded the core? I had to do that yesterday. I had to answer those questions yesterday.
Right. Tell them what's going on.
I just did that this morning. I talked through that.
Convince
whole thing
people that Justin Steele is the future. Is that what you got to do at the family gathering?
That's not going well for anybody.
I don't know what's going on with Zach. I mean, if you know this team, you see what the upper tier of the NBA is, and especially the Eastern Conference now, right? The Eastern Conference is better than the Western Conference.
Yes.
So you've got what I believe is the best player in all of basketball in your division, in your conference. You've got Philly that has the second best player probably in the league who keeps beating you every time you see him, mm-hmm. right? Then you've got Boston who halfway through the season, that was the matchup I wanted if we were talking about which team you could handle if you're the Bulls. Because, like, oh, yeah, you got two scores. Nobody else out there. You'll be able to lock that down.
Tatum as a
And now look at it.
Dude, Tatum is a two-way guy, too. Like, what he did to Durant mm-hmm. in the first round, he's much, much, much better defensively than I gave him credit for.
But, I mean,
he's a good player.
He's 24.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Like we getting these guys who are just hitting their prime, but we've already seen him for 6 years.
Yeah, he's
so
awesome.
So you get entrenched in the Jalen Brown and Jason Tatum will never win it together, and then you're like, oh, wait a minute. They messing around and putting together another KD and Scottie Pippen kind of vibe, right?
Yeah,
you just got to let it play out sometimes.
That was the closest comp I had thinking about these playoff teams. Like, well, the Bulls with two real good scorers, perimeter guys, and DeMar and Zach, and then there's the Celtics with these two guys. But no, like we were talking about before the show, Danny, it's obviously like Tatum and Brown are better. Tatum specifically is better, but like their supporting cast, like they have 3-and-D guys. They have shooters. Bulls need shooters, don't they?
Yes.
The Bulls desperately.
The Bulls need shooters. It's a weird puzzle you got to put together because the guys that you need come at a premium. So what are you willing to give up for those guys to change your roster, to change your locker room? I do think the Bulls, they can't be as nice as they were last year.
Hmm.
You know, there has to be some, you know, what I'm watching in these playoffs is the same things we watched in the 80s and the 90s and the aughts and the 10s and now in the 20s. Like the guys who ain't going to have it, they plant that flag. And this is not going to happen tonight, right? So you're going to have to win some other way. And far too often in the second half of the season, it was too easy for teams to win the way they wanted to. I got no problem with somebody like Grant Williams going off, especially in a game set. Well, Mike Budenholzer needs his ass checked because after the fifth three-pointer, maybe you should deny, you know?
Change your strategy.
Right. He's a professional player. Mm. But, you know, these These guys, I can't wait to see what next year looks like, because a lot of things got checked off the list, and now it's prime time. Now you're not sneaking up on anybody. Nobody's talking about the, you know, look at these Bulls, or is this team going to stay at the top of the Eastern Conference? People know how good you are now. So what's going to be different in terms of your outcome and your results? Defensively, they got to be a ton better. They got to be a lot more resistant. They have to be more disciplined. They have to understand rotations a little bit more. All the stuff that Billy Donovan said every single night they were losing, right down the stretch in the regular season, they have to be those things, but the same players might have to be those things.
If you find a barber, let me know.
Man, I'm gonna go get my nails done right now, and then I'm gonna go get myself.
I think that's the next step for me.
Yeah. So I bit my nails for 38 years of my life.
Is that stopping
39
you?
39 years. I don't know. Maybe I'm just moving like with less anxiety and less stress, and now that things are, you know, growing on me, and I don't bite them off, you got to keep them clean. So
you're weekly Manny Petty guy?
I don't get a pedicure every week. I get a pedicure probably every two,
see, I love
two,
the pedicure.
Yeah.
I love the pedicure.
Yeah,
I've never
out
done
to my
either.
My girl Oksana over there at, was it Polish and Pour? Can't wait to pour me up something as soon as I sit down with her. That's my little therapist now. Well, like the second or third one, but that's
yeah. You gotta have a stand.
Just line them up.
Hey,
yeah.
Fellas, I know people out there probably texting like, oh, listen to this softness. I'm telling you guys, take care of yourselves, right? Like your job probably doesn't take care of you. You know, some of y'all in some relationships that ain't taking care of you. Mm. And at some point, you got to take care of you. So go out there and get yourself get yourself your nails done, get yourself a massage or something like that.
Yeah. Gave it to myself. Yeah. See, that was me.
Hey, that was when I turned the radio on. I heard that. Yo, Pia's been in Greece for 2 days.
Oh, boy.
And she's going to be there for another 9 days.
Oh, my goodness.
I texted her yesterday. I was like, yo, I'm damn near broke myself. You know what I mean? Like, I'm with you.
1 day?
Huh? What? You don't understand. Things have
changed. The lightning
in my
of the
life,
pants
man.
Load.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah. You gotta, you're talking about just being a demon. You gotta get that out.
Just make sure that FaceTime connection is solid.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It wasn't with her. Oh, yeah. Let's, still got a little bit of play in me. Come on now. Oh, don't do that. Oh, no. I don't mean it like somebody else.
I know what you meant. I got you.
Yeah, I can't lose all my money on May 16th.
No.
Yeah, can't happen.
No.
It's always good to see y'all, though, man.
Thank you, Jay. Man, thanks for coming in. Continued success to not a backup quarterback. Somewhere between a backup quarterback and a legend.
No.
As many backup quarterbacks that have worked here.
I was trying to be self-referential.
Damn.
I'm thinking about Chicago sports fan days way back in the day when they used to like me, and then as soon as I got a gig, they hated me.
Yeah?
Immediately. Yeah, you and I bonded over that years ago, but, you know.
People hated me?
No, not you. Just me.
It's always good to see you, Speaks. I always like Megan Speaks, like squirm a little bit. That's my man. That's my man.
That's my brother. And I don't mean like any.
Yeah.
Such a thing to say.
So many else.
Loving it, bro.
So many
Thank
else.
You.
Loving
it. I appreciate loving you. It. The full go with Jason Goff, NBC Sports Chicago. Thanks for coming in studio, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
Anytime.
You.
Anytime, brother.
Oh, sorry. You're still going.
It's fine. It's fine. We'll regroup.
Oh,
it's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.